We had a great August. We actually were up a little higher than the national percentages. Those were the percentage increases from the previous August. And for each of those manufacturers, all the manufacturers, all the Chrysler stores in the UP did well. Mm-hmm. Everybody did well. The GM stores, and that's wonderful because it stimulates the whole economy. But I have to admit, being a little bit greedy, that I'm most pleased that we saw increases right at Riverside and Marquette.
Well, I guess I'm curious from your perspective, because you're a longtime veteran of the sales end of the car business. And we talk about, you know, all of the different changes in models, and we talk about people holding on to their money for a little bit and now decided to buy it. What happened? What made people say it's time to do it?
I think it's a couple of things. The first, though, and the biggest one is probably that there are just some incredibly dynamic looking and driving and feeling products, but also, for lack of a better way of putting it, cheap money. Interest rates are tremendously low. We have a lot of cars that are at 0%, 0.9%. Mm-hmm. We deal with a dozen or so banks, and we've got banks that are under 2% on loans, just so you can take the rebates from the manufacturers. Even on some used cars, we've got rates under 2%. And in a lot of cases, no payments for anywhere from 60 to 90 days. So you can get through your initial school shopping, get the kids what they want, and not make a payment till like November.
One of the things that I've noticed over the years here in the last 10 years, maybe 10, 15 years, the cars, trucks themselves across the board, for whatever reason, seem to have been designed to last longer and be a stronger vehicle. I mean, we went through a phase in the 70s and things where build quality wasn't that great, at least in the domestics. I know that the imports always had a good reputation for build quality and whatnot, but we kind of went through that. But now we see across the board cars are lasting longer, which now has got to result with these trade-ins that you've gotten on these new sales, that if you're looking for a second car or maybe a better deal, you probably got diamonds on the parking out in the lot.
Absolutely do. And, you know, a lot of people in the UP here, particularly in the Marquette area, know Dan LaBelle. Dan's been in the car business in the area for a long, long time. It seems like everybody that walks in the dealership, he knows. But he and I were talking the other day that not so many years ago, 10, 12, 14 years ago, if a trade-in came in with 120,000 miles, you didn't think twice about it. You sent it to the scrapyard. Yeah, there was nothing left.
That's what I'm talking about. That.
Unless it was a Toyota or Honda or a Nissan primarily. But even sometimes then at 150,000, we have cars coming in with 80 to 150,000 miles that are absolutely as nice as can be. We were talking before we came on the air that a friend of yours and a customer of ours had a quarter of a million mile Toyota Avalon. And that was the car you wanted to ride in when you went on road trips to play in your band. It's a nice vehicle, and they're so solid, even after a quarter of a million miles, that there's something left there.
So it is a viable option right now to come and take a look. I mean, if you're looking of a new vehicle, of course, but maybe if it's not quite in the budget for whatever reason, you've probably got many choices from the pre-owned.
Absolutely. We've got on the ground right now in just our inventory, we've got about 75 very nice pre-owned cars that have been through our reconditioning process through RiversideMarquette.com. You can look at all of the inventory that exists within the Riverside Auto Group, and that puts you at 350 to 400 cars mm-hmm. on the pre-owned side of it on an average daily basis. And we can have those cars here often same day or first thing tomorrow morning.
We're talking with Paul Halber this morning. He's the general manager at Riverside Marquette, and it's a Riverside Thursday update. You pulled up in something pretty cool out there this morning. Tell us a little bit about what you got there.
That's the new redesigned 2013 Toyota Avalon. That one happens to be a hybrid limited. It's a luxurious car. For those of you that may have seen me on TV or met me, I'm not a small guy. That is a very comfortable automobile for five passengers. Great road car. And with the hybrid drive system, it gets about 40 miles per gallon. So you've mm-hmm. got a big, luxurious car that gets 40 miles of the gallon.
When you were dealing with the new customers this time, or customers for new vehicles in this last month, was it mileage? Was it now it's just time to upgrade? What did they bring up any particular things?
Fuel economy was one of the biggest factors. A very large number of people came in and talked about fuel economy because we do drive a lot of miles in the UP. There's mm-hmm. nothing we're not right next door to anything. So if you take a trip, it's inevitably you start at 3 hours and you go from there. If you're going to watch a pro ball game, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, you're anywhere from 3.5 to 8.5 hours. So mm-hmm. people put a lot of miles on. And fuel economy is important to everyone, but especially when we're in a higher driving, miles per year driving situation.
You're talking about like all-wheel drive, which we need here with our climate, and you're talking about high mileage. I mean, you can't. I mean, that's an unbeatable combination, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And when you look at things like CRVs and RAVs and Rogues in our lineup, you're talking 30 plus miles per gallon. Spoke with a customer Tuesday who had just come back from a Labor Day trip and got 36 miles per gallon driving his 2013 RAV4. So he's got all-wheel drive, got the ability to put all their luggage for a family of four and take a trip with everybody in the car and get 36 miles per gallon. He was ecstatic.
That sounds fantastic. Well, for those that are curious about stopping in at Riverside Marquette, your hours are what?
We're there from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturdays. You can call us at 228-4900 or visit us at riversidemarquette.com.